This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to become the force behind the country's march towards the target of Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi announced that a Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held next month to give the youth a platform to exchange ideas. The Prime Minister was delivering a virtual address at the Karyakar Suvaran Mahotsav, a grand celebration marking 50 years of selfless service by volunteers of the BAPS Sanstha in Ahmedabad yesterday. The Prime Minister said he wants all BAPS volunteers to pursue one pledge each year, like dedicating 1 year to chemical-free agriculture, celebrating unity in diversity, fighting against drug menace and rejuvenating rivers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier, responding to a post of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, the Prime Minister said that initiatives like Nikshay Mitras and shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced TB incidence, improved recovery rates and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that there is no proposal to start a new currency to compete with the US dollar. Addressing the Doha Forum in Qatar's capital, he said BRICS countries have no intention of weakening the US dollar. Dr. Jayashankar also stated that the BRICS nation do not share a uniform stance on this matter. Dr. Jayashankar's comments come after a week US President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose a 100% tariff if BRICS countries went ahead with plans for a common currency. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has said that India will be among the top 10 maritime nations of the world by 2047. He said the country is rapidly multiplying its cargo handling capacity in ports and creating a robust shipbuilding and repairs ecosystem. Mr. Sonowal was speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Kamaraja Port Trust in Chennai yesterday. The minister also laid the foundation stone for establishing capital dredging, integrated command and control center at the Kamaraja port at a cost of 545 crore rupees. He said the port marked a significant step in decongesting Chennai port by fostering efficient coal handling with possibilities of future expansion. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the Wave OTT platform of Doordarshan will provide wholesome and healthy entertainment for all family members and also help the public broadcaster to extend its reach to a larger audience. During his visit to Doordarshan in Ahmedabad, he emphasized that the Wave OTT platform will not only cater to new content but also offer an opportunity for viewers to enjoy old classic and popular programs of Doordarshan. Syrian rebel forces have encircled the capital Damascus after capturing key city of Homs. Rebels made major advances in their offensive against Syrian government forces and captured four cities in a single day. Syrian rebels said that they have fully liberated the third largest city of Homs after they captured Aleppo. The rebels also said they have seized the regions of Quneitra and Dara near the border with Israel. India will take on Bangladesh in their opening match of the Women's Junior Asia Cup Hockey at Muscat in Oman today. The Indian Junior Women's team is being led by Captain Jyoti Singh, with Sakshi Rana serving as vice-captain. Yesterday, China defeated Bangladesh by a massive 19-0 score in the opening Group A match. India will resume their second inning on day 3 today at an overnight score of 128/5 in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against the host Australia at Adelaide Oval. And that is the end of this news bulletin.